halachas of serving shalom on Friday night. That was a shayla. Serving on Friday night. So what we said was, very basically, is the first rule is halacha that a food cannot be left on the cooker unless it's partially should be fully cooked. That's the best. If not fully cooked, you need to have a blech on. I just looked at here, apart from the game, actually speaks about the blech. I didn't read it, but he says quite clearly, I don't know why this is, but he says you have to have a blech inside the whole thing. I read that as loshen, actually.
You said that
was a fault. Yeah, he says the whole inside.
It's not cooked, it's not cooked.
What? Yeah, that, he's actually quite right, Rashua says. That the whole thing of blech, that's why I haven't got one really here, because you only need to put a blech on if it's not fully cooked when Shabbos comes in, or you want to do chazorah.
Oh.
If you don't want to do either of those things, if the food is fully cooked when Shabbos comes in, or you're going to have your shalom only on Shabbos morning, then you don't have to have blech inside. It's only if it's not fully cooked, or you want to return the pot on Shabbos, you need to have a blech inside. Yeah? Raw meat is a big shayla, because raw meat is, you're right, because there's no kashrut to interfere with it. But they say nowadays, it's very hard to find this because it cooks very quickly. Maybe in a slow cooker you might have your head to raw meat, but in a normal pot, raw meat wasn't going to help you. You can turn the flame out, it cooks very quickly, in a few hours it's done. A slow cooker possibly is what you call it. That might be different, but generally speaking, yeah, he says you have to do the inside. The whole inside must be covered with a blech. That's what he says over here.
That blech, it's just one piece of thread.
You should make it two layers. Better make it two layers. Make it thicker. Yeah, make it a bit thicker. Yeah. What? Everywhere, all around. Only the whole inside. The whole inside should be done with a blech. What? No, I've got a few pieces actually here. You can make a few pieces, but you can enjoy it. As long as it covers the whole thing, that is good enough. Then we spoke, what else we speak about yesterday? We're talking about taking off. So Shaila is now, Friday night, we'll take the chalant off. So we said five conditions, very briefly. Condition number one is it must be fully cooked. There must be a blech. It must be hot. You must have a mind to put it back, and you must keep on holding it. Then you can pour the thing, and you added another important one, obviously, you've not run out of food. Must be food in the pot, so there's no point returning it, quite right. That's the sake of the thing. No, it's a gentile shouldn't do. What you shouldn't do on Shabbos, cars, is Gentiles do. You should not ask, whatever you can't do, most you should not ask a Gentile. It's a good question, but you should not do it. Then we spoke about putting a blech down on Shabbos. What?
The point of carrying the inside.
What?
If you want to take the pot out of the...
If you want to take it out, put it back in. Either the food is not fully cooked, so you need to have a blech inside. Or if you want to, the food's fully cooked, but you want to return it on Shabbos, you want to serve Friday night, put it back on again, then you need to have a blech.
Could I take out the shalom instead ending?
We'll come to that today. We're going to speak about that today, hopefully, yeah? Right, so then we spoke about another thing, very interesting thing we spoke about yesterday as well, is a blech can be put down on Shabbos itself. We said if it's a sheet of metal, Moishi, you must be careful it doesn't get red hot. That's what we said, okay, that was another thing. Then we said a practical thing, which I liked from our father, he said, when you have a slow cooker, don't put it on a higher setting, because you try and burn out, which is a very good point, actually. That's taka true. I can tell you that as a fact. And then he says the auto setting, which is a chiddush, this actually, the auto setting is also problematic, because what happens is, when you take this pot out, Moishi, what happens is, as soon as you take it out, cold air gushes in here, there's a sensor, which reacts to the cold air going in, and that's going to make another coil go on. And he said, even though it takes 4 minutes to do, it's a groma, but even so, the Meister Chatchil, we don't do groma on Shabbos, and therefore one auto setting is not very good. Now, my wife just told me practically, she's very, very clever actually, which said to me, the Meister wife, now, a lot of children, and this is not a Talhalocha, just practically, but a lot of people's children get burnt. Whatever it is, yeah? Now, first of all, a lot of people, the way to stop that is put it in a bag, first of all, like this. And what a lot of people do is they cover this, they fill water in the chalent pot. So therefore, it doesn't burn so well. So the food doesn't get burnt. Just practically speaking, that's a good thing. We'll see about that because it's like a Shabbos, maybe we get to there, well, that's a problem to do on Shabbos itself. The mice, that's what we'll do.
I could put water in the chalent, where you have the plastic thing.
It makes it better. The water in the chalent dries out. Very often in this setting, it dries out. It dries up.
Water
in the chalent makes it much slower.
It's fine, if you put water in, it stops it from drying out.
But how much, where in this? Have you got a crock pot?
No,
that is the answer, my friend. A crock pot, I don't know, many crock pots. I don't know how it works. Funny because it's slow cooking. I don't know how it works, but the mice is very interested in these crock pots, but what happens is very often, even on a low setting, the trollop burns out. And that is today's share, really, about adding water to trollops. Yeah? So we spoke, yeah, quite right. So we spoke yesterday about taking off the trollop pots. I think more or less we finished that over here. I'm just trying to think. Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's what we spoke about yesterday. Let's come on to today's share. And that is now adding water to your trollop pot. So what happens, a common scenario, someone looks at his trollop pot on Friday night. Can he lift the lid off, Robert Stein?
It's cold, yes.
Very good. If the food is fully cooked, then they'll have to lift the lid off and see what's going on. If the food is not fully cooked, he's got a serious problem. So the washer, let's say the husband very cleverly decides to lift the lid off to see what's going on in the trollop. His wife says, Ramosha, I don't know what you're doing, but you know, I put that trollop on just 10 to 4 Shabbos. So what happens now? What?
Can't put the lid back.
Can't put the lid back. You can leave the trollop cooking, but you can't put the lid back on again. It's bishul. To speed up the cooking process, to speed it up, is bishul. So if you put the lid back on again now, that's a big shy. The shaking the Shabbos on a lot of bishul is not poshut. I mean, you've got a lot of sniffing. But the air in the stomach is okay, but it's not poshut, I must tell you. I told you that shy. I don't know if I spoke about this yesterday, but this happened many years ago. I can't understand the whole shy. There was a woman who served some chocolate out on Friday night to her kids. She had 5 children, wherever it was. She put the bowls out. She ladled out all the chocolate to the 5 children. She did everything correct. She had a blackened side. She took the pot off. She held on to it. She ladled out everything. She put the pot back on again. Put the lid back on again. And then, hey, presto, the children start eating the chocolate and say, "Mummy, this chocolate's not cooked. The beans are raw." Now, I don't know what happened. That's a serious problem. Because that woman, she didn't realize what she was doing. But if it's true that it's not fully cooked, then she's done an act of bishul. Yeah. She had to be clever on Shabbos morning. Yeah, it's a separate issue. You have to go to a good rabbi for that. Say, so, okay, in Amaisa, you can find this. First, I must tell you, I don't know if I spoke about this yesterday. I can't remember. Amaisa, I'm not zoichet to have this, actually, but some people have steak rare.
Yeah?
As my sister, I don't understand how this works. I must say, I asked my father, I can't remember what he told me. The mice, they put it in the machine for a very, very short time. And that, people eat it. Is that called cooked?
It's still raw.
It's still raw, I think. But the mice, a lot of people are eating it. But a lot of people will eat it. If I don't want to ask a serving. What? Would Roy people eat it like that?
A lot of people eat it.
A lot of people eat it. Not Roy, though. You're not saying Roy people eat it. All right. Okay, right. Let's move on to today's topic. So the Maisa now, adding water to cholent. Very interesting shot over here. So you want to add water to a cholent. So obviously, the other base that we're talking about, when you start this shot, the other base must be the cholent's fully cooked and the water's fully cooked. Someone told me he was at someone's house. I don't know if it's true, the story, this is what he told me. He was at someone's house. The lady went to look at the cholent. She said, "Oh, the cholent's ready." She took the cholent pot off, went to the cold tap. She turned the cold water tap on, let the cold water run into the cholent, and it went back onto the stove. What? I don't know where. That's a good question. That's mamish osa. That's mamish bishul. That is mamish, my classic case of bishul. Could be the whole cholent osa to eat. But that we're not talking about. So other base we're talking about is the food is fully cooked, the cholent's fully cooked, and you've got water fully cooked. Now, how's water fully cooked? Let's take a normal scenario. You've got an urn with water in it, which is fully cooked.
Fully cooked and hot.
Fully cooked and hot, quite right. Obviously, the water is still hot. And the mice, you want to transfer the water from the urn into the cholent pot. Now, again, you're going to take this cholent pot off, right? So solution number one is take the cholent pot off and then take it to the urn. Now, obviously, if you're taking this cholent pot off, you have to fulfill all the conditions we said yesterday.
Yeah.
That means it must be fully cooked. It must be a blech inside there. There must be a blech inside here. Must be hot. You must have in mind to return it, and you must hold it the whole time.
Why not getting something to eat?
What?
Yes,
yeah? So you need to do that. What's the problem with going to the urn and filling up with water?
Steam.
Oh, so that one has to be careful about. That means you're going to go to the urn over here, put it down on here, and turn the tap on. Yeah, I must say, as is this, it's a hard to do so one man show this, because I can't turn the tap and hold the thing on. I'll end up with no trollop. By the time I put the tap on, this trollop's probably on the floor. So that's to be a two-man show for this, or a lady show. Someone else has to help me over here, right? In this case. So what I'll have to do is, quite right, you can do it near the urn, but it can't be too near the urn, because what's going to happen otherwise is the steam goes up. It's okay.
Where?
What?
There's a steam going.
It can't
go to the water, there's water.
Goes to the tap.
No. Oh,
the tap
is showing.
Yeah,
it
goes to the tap. It's like, the tap, it might make the tap meaty, which is not ideal. Okay, you have to know if it's mum is a problem. We'll come to that. Yeah? So, ideal number one is, first of all, to hold it at a distance, maybe about 4 or 5 inches away from the tap, the urn, the tap, and therefore when the water goes in, the first thing to do is lift the lid off. As soon as you lift the lid off, a load of steam comes out. Once that happens, when the steam dies down, there's not that much more steam. The first initial gush of steam comes out when you lift the lid off. So you lift the lid off, then a huge gush of, what do you call it, of steam that comes out, which is okay. Then you put it down near the urn, and then you turn the tap on. Have it a few inches away from the urn. Then, lovely, put the water in. Then you take the sun pot here, back onto the here, and hey presto. The same with the blech, exactly the same story. You've got your pot on the blech with the fire. This is even easier, you take it off. This is much easier, a small pot, take it under the thing. Same story, let the steam come out, under it, turn the tap on, put it back on. Again, you must have a blech there. You must have all the 5 conditions that we mentioned yesterday in order to make this allowed.
Oh.
That's option number one. Option two. Another interesting option, and that is, which the poskim say, what you can do is, you open up your lid of your urn, and stick into it a ladle, or a glass, anything which you can put in there, and let it settle in there for a few seconds. That now becomes the Kali Rishon. So for example, I've got all my equipment here, so let's say for example this, I take this, and I stick it into my urn, I let it stay there for a bit of time, so the water gets very hot. This now has become a Kali Rishon. I lift this up, and now I can pour into my trona. Again, we're going to come to this episode in a minute, hopefully. The trona pot should be off the crock pot, or the pot should be off the flame. I pour it in, and then I can move it back on again.
So you
I take the crock pot off on the side, I hold it, and I pour the water from the urn into it, and then I put it back in again. Why what?
Because otherwise it would be considered
a shame. This I made into a Kali Rishon. This is now a Kali Rishon. What are you asking? He's asking a question. He's coming to a question.
That's going to be the next point.
That's the next point. He's going to ask, well, why can't I pour it straight in? Is that what you're asking? Yeah. Don't run away, my friend, okay? Stay here just for a few minutes, yeah?
So far,
that is the best options. That is definitely the best options. Now, let's just talk about his point. He's also a good point. Now, I must say, it's very, very hard to understand this shitter. Very, very hard to understand this shitter. Can I ask you a question, Rabbi Isaac? Let's say, forget about what I'm talking about now, that cholent is lovely on Shabbos morning. Fully cooked, plenty of water inside. But before I serve it out, I want to take a ladle and get a good stir. Am I allowed to do that, Rabbi Isaac? Am I allowed to do that?
Fully cooked.
The food's fully cooked. Can anyone tell me what's wrong with stirring on here?
It's fully cooked.
Fully cooked. Anyone tell you what's wrong with stirring?
Magus.
What's wrong with magus, my friend?
Yeah.
It's fully cooked, my friend. Can I ask you a question? Can I take this off, put it back on again?
You're enhancing it. Uh-huh.
Can I take it off and put it back on again?
Yes.
Now, how can magus be worse?
Why is magus on and off instead of on?
Yeah.
Because it looks like cooking.
So this is a big shyla, right? If I say this is a cold boy, so Mishnah brings down, a cold boy holds that while a food is on the flame, even though it is fully cooked, it's a massive chiddush actually, even though the food is fully cooked, you may not stir it.
How can you stir on Shabbos?
The lid actually is an interesting point. This is our Rafa's question. And that Rafa told me, there's one shitter which holds that you shouldn't put a lid on. It's the same thing. Rafa told me, that's a chumrah which is, you don't have to worry about. You don't have to worry about that, he said. So that chumrah, that's very, very far. To put a lid to that gosser, that you don't have to worry about. So again, if you've got a pot on the fire, and fully cooked. There's no svara to this really. I just saw today a few people got a svara that people might make a mistake. If you allow it to stir while it's on there, they think hagos is not called bishel. And therefore it make a lot of mistakes when it's not fully cooked. Okay? That's a svara. But a maisa, it's tak art on the side. But a maisa, that's the bottom line. The maisa,
when you keep saying on the flame, you mean on the blech or on the blech?
Both, all the same thing. On the blech, on the flame, on a crock pot, on a blech, on the on like this, it's all the problem. Directly on the source of heat is the problem, which is quite right actually. Even though you've got a blech in between, that is still a problem. That's called directly on the flame as far as we're concerned, and you may not, according to the cold boy.
That's even on an open flame.
Much worse, that. Yeah, it's much worse. Even on a flame, a person may not stir because it's called hagosa on the flame. Because of that, that is why you should not pour directly your water into this while it's on the flame.
Smooth it away and then
pour. Yeah, he's asking why do I have to take this? So, this case over here, he asked a question. I put this inside my urn, it becomes nice and hot, it's a Kali Rishon. I move it over here. Why can't I pour it into my crock pot? So, pouring, many possible hold, pouring makes a turbulence, which is very similar to Hagosa. It's very, very similar to stirring, and therefore, many possible hold, one should not do this on the flame. One should preferably move it off. The Maisa, I must tell you who's right, Simcha, it's a very Mechilish, this actually, it's called stirring. There can be a case, I remember once, a while ago, there was a Shaila. Let's say you're by yourself. Let's talk about, for example, I tell you where the Shaila happened. In hospitals, they used to, Ezra Marpe, as far as I remember, used to have a cholent pot in the Shabbos rooms. That was a big pot. Now, imagine that you come to that cholent and you see it's drying out. So you want to add some water to it. The thing is, you're a one-man show there. There's no one else in the room. Well, sure, no one else in the hospital. So now there's a big question. If you lift this pot up and try and do what I said to you before in the past, you can't do it. So some poskim are maker in this case to do what we said, put this in the urn, Kali Rishon, lift the lid off, and while it's on, pour it in slowly, and that is allowed. In such a case, we've got this predicament. Ideally, one should not pour in when it's on the flame. Say, if one's mummy's stuck, if one pours benachas, one pours softly, you don't make a turbulence, then some possum hole that one's allowed to do. Again, don't go back and say, everyone, I said that you're allowed to just pour it straight in, because I know what happens. So people say, the maestro, Shlomo Weisbrot said you can pour it straight in, gush it in as much as you want. You mustn't do that. Definitely not do that. It's definitely not a best option. Even to pour it benachas slowly inside is not ideal. It's not like what?
Do that still need that sort of fluid?
Yeah, you still need a blech. Because you're pouring this water's going back in. Yeah, this water's going in. You still need a blech there.
Can I actually do that on Friday?
Can you? What machine?
Can
the Gentile
put it on Friday afternoon?
You can, Moshe, but what's Moshe? Can a guy put a shot on a Friday afternoon? He's right, Moshe, it's after Shabbos, but what's the other problem?
Yes,
sir. It's lucky. You should be careful, Moshe, a guy can't cook for you. That's the problem.
Can it be done before Shabbos?
Let me get the image, Moshe. You can't put it on Sunday. You can't put it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. A guy cannot cook for you, so you have to worry about that. So that is another Eitzah. Now, I haven't got time to do the other Eitzah. So divided, we've got two very simple Eitzahs. One is take the pot off under the urn. Option number two is to put this in the Kali Rishon, and then to transfer it into here, ideally when this is off the flame. There is a third option, which we're going to start with, and this is a bit of a question. I want to ask you a question, boys. I've got another option. I take this cup, I go underneath my urn, pour the water inside here, then I go over to here, lift this off, pour it in. Is that okay?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
I don't know why, but it's yes.
What?
Swore bring down, yes. Pictures bring down, yes. I don't know why.
That's all okay. Oh, it's late now. That's all okay. That is a big question, my friends. The Mishnah Brewer speaks about this. And Miss Rui actually is lenient in this point, but it's the next time we'll discuss. Many possibly disagree on this. And we'll have to see why. Okay, everybody, so bon appetit. No.